This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. In a social media post, Trump said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. U.S. President added, the heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. The death of Iran's supreme leader reportedly occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and governmental sites. According to a senior Israeli official, Khamenei's body has been found. In a nationally televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had earlier said, there are growing signs that the 86-year-old Khamenei has been killed when Israel struck his compound early yesterday. There was no immediate comment from Iran on Khamenei's death. The Indian embassy in Israel has urged the Indian nationals who are temporarily in Israel to follow the advisory issued earlier and register with the embassy website to facilitate timely assistance and communication in the prevailing situation in the region. In a social media post, the embassy informed that it remains in close contact with the Indian community in Israel, including tourists, short-term business visitors and media persons who are currently in the country and are affected by the prevailing situation. In view of the current situation in West Asia, Air India has cancelled all flights to destinations in the region until midnight. Air India said it is closely monitoring developments and remains in continuous coordination with the relevant authorities. It said the safety and security of passengers, crew and aircraft remain its highest priority and will continue to assess the situation and take appropriate operational decisions as necessary. It added that affected passengers are being informed and its teams are providing all required assistance to the passengers, including rebooking and refunds. For further information, passengers can contact the call centre at +91 116 932 9333. And +91 116 932 9999, or can visit its website. Air India added that as part of its ongoing assessment, it has cancelled 28 international flights scheduled for today. Ministry of Civil Aviation, MOCA, has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the MOCA said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation is working closely with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. Tamil Nadu government has announced a helpline for the people from the state who are residing or visiting the Gulf countries. The New Delhi control room numbers are 011-2419-3300 and 928-951-6712. The non-resident Tamil's Welfare Department helpline within India is 1-800-309-3793. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. The Prime Minister reached Chennai last night after his visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat yesterday. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees this morning. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. After Puducherry, the Prime Minister will travel to Madurai in Tamil Nadu in the afternoon. In Madurai, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. To further strengthen broadcasting services in Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will inaugurate three new Akashwani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yerkod and Vellore. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in the Super 8's Group 2 match at Palakkale last night. Today, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8's clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.